on this episode of Counting Cars. So what do you got here, man?
A 1977 Lincoln Mark V.
It looks really solid.
But it did have some issues.
Oh, man. I'm really curious to see what's behind this dash when it comes out. Here we go. Don't drop it. How's the look over there, Bob?
This looks...
Oh, dude, check this out. You see that Cadillac right there?
I really like this car.
Oh, the cops are here.
Are you serious? Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow, what would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. Find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. Angel, man, what's going on?
I brought this Lincoln Mark V. You tell him I asked me to bring it over.
Oh, really? What's your name?
My name's Alan.
Alan, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Let me pull over. Let me pull out here, man. Angel drives a tow truck here in Vegas, so naturally, we're pretty good friends. Sometimes he brings me gold, sometimes he brings me rust and despair. But either way, it's always great to see Angel, no matter what he's got on his truck. What'd you say your name was, bro?
My name's Alan.
Alan? Danny.
Nice
to meet you, bro. What do we got here, man?
A 1977 Lincoln Mark V.
In pieces?
In pieces.
Really? Truly one of the last of its kind, this luxury car measured 19 feet long with enough room to fit six. Unfortunately, due to a U.S. fuel regulation which required all passenger vehicles to double their fuel efficiency, the time for cars like these was coming to an end, which was tough since these cars were known to get less than 10 miles to the gallon. Luckily, this particular model offered the new digital miles to empty feature, so drivers would always know when it was time to fill her up. So what's the deal? Why is it here in my yard?
I bought it at auction with the intention of selling it for parts. And it's just such a nice, solid, good car. It's kind of a shame to even be parted.
What are you looking to do with it? You looking to sell this thing, or do you want to bring it in for restoration?
No, it's definitely to sell it.
Sell it. Okay, you're looking to sell it. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, the car looks like it's in really good shape. You know, it's not a rusty car at all. It's a very dry, solid car. As a matter of fact, it looks really solid, to be honest with you.
But it did have some issues.
Oh, man. Good Lord. Well, that's a little ugly. Electrical fire, man. It looks like it started with the sunroof switch, because you can see how it ran all the way across the headliner and down the pillar to this part of the dash.
Wow.
Wow. Man, I don't know. I don't know about this. How many miles is on this car?
I don't know.
I wonder if I can get up in here without hurting myself too bad. Let's see. Oh, that can't be right. 38,000 miles? Seriously? All right, I gotta look at this thing a little closer here now. A car with an electrical fire like this should have a big red flag on it that reads, Danny, do not buy me. But a 37-year-old car with only 38,000 original miles? Dude, I could flip something like this for maybe up to 35 to 40 G's. I need to give this car some serious thought. Wow, I mean, it really does look clean.
It's got a real solid body. It's a real good, solid car.
Wow. Love these motors, man. These big block 460 Fords. These things are just beasts, and they run forever. It looks untouched, and everything looks really pure. And I'm starting to see a little bit more potential here than I thought. Impressive, man. Do you have any of these trim pieces?
Yeah, I've got all the extra trim pieces. The only pieces I don't have are the hood and the trunk lid.
I gotcha. This is really unusual, to be honest with you, to find a car like this with this low of miles. People usually beat them into the ground, you know? And I like them. They're dependable, rock solid, good cars. What do you want for this car?
Well, I'm asking 15.
$1,500? I can't do it. I mean, there are a lot of unknowns here. I've got a car that's, you know, partially disassembled, missing some stuff, and fire damage. Do you know anything about the background on this thing, where
well,
it came
when
from?
When I bought the car, it came with a letter.
A letter?
Yeah, hold on, I'll grab it for you.
Cool. Now, was this from the auction company?
It was in the car when I bought it.
It was just in the car?
It was just in the car.
Thank you for taking my beloved Lincoln. I had the car for almost 6 years and loved it dearly. Was very traumatized when I saw what happened to it on Thanksgiving Day. I hope you can get her roadworthy again. I would feel really good knowing this car went to someone who would continue to love and care for it. And he wants to see it when it's done. You're kidding me, dude. I'll go $1,200.
Deal.
Let's do it. All right, done deal, man. Let's go to the office. Let's do a little paperwork. Get this done. This old Lincoln, it's going to be a handful. I know that. But now that I know that it was owned by some old guy who loved this car so much, he even put a note in it, hoping that the next person would love it as much as he did. Man, you can call me as softy as you want, but I am taking the car. And I'm going to try and find this guy and show him just how much love this Lincoln is going to get. That letter was just in the car.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh, dude, check this out. You see that Cadillac right there?
Oh, the cops are here.
Are you serious? I just bought a 78 Lincoln that's got a great body, a solid engine, very low miles, and one small problem.
But it did have some issues.
Oh, good Lord. Electrical fire, man. I was about to pass on this car when the seller showed me a note from the original owner. And this guy just wants somebody to love this car again and bring her back to her former glory. The softy I am, I bought the car. Now I'm going to try and find that old owner of this car so he can see her when she's beautiful again. So did we determine where in the world this fire started? Did it start in the dash, or do you think it has something to do with that sunroof switch?
Well, we got this one wire right here. This is definitely the hottest part. So it had to be the sunroof switch.
Send it right down the wire, man. Mm-hmm. Burned it right up.
Yep.
That's a shame, because the rest of this car is just...
Well, at least they caught it on time. I mean, yeah. You know, it could be a lot worse than this.
I'm really curious to see what's behind this dash when it comes out. I'm hoping that everything stopped right there. Man, electrical fires, they're like icebergs. You never know how deep they are until you get below the surface. This damage looks bad, but it's really what's behind it that's going to tell if this is an easy fix or a total nightmare.
You got that over there, boss?
Yeah, man.
There you go.
There you go.
Nice. Perfect.
Don't drop it. Yeah.
It's good.
How's it look over there, Bob?
Looks good. All the vacuum's intact, unburned.
Nice.
Emergency brake pedal assembly's all good. Headlight switch over here. He's unharmed.
Oh, that's great.
Well, everything looks good.
Good.
Nice.
So it was really just confined to that corner of the dash?
Yeah, just the outside.
Great news. As bad as this damage looks, it's actually pretty minor. It only burnt up some of the surface areas of the dash, and we're replacing those anyways. A lot of the guts behind the dash, the mechanical stuff, the vacuum system, it's all intact. And that's gonna save me about $2,000 right off the bat. So now we can get down to the fun part, start tricking this car out, and hopefully show her off to the original owner.
I feel much better now.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thank you, bro.
So you decided today's the day you would come shopping with me?
Why, man?
Well,
why?
I need to.
What's on your mind?
Well, if I don't ever learn what you like, Ryan's always going to be the king of the back. I'm tired of you patting him on the back all the time.
Dude, he's always going to be that. Well, now that the fire damage is under control on that Lincoln, I can take the afternoon and go do a little shopping. But Kevin's too busy. So's Ryan. So's Big Ryan. So's Doc and Shannon. Even Rolly's got something to do. So I'm stuck with Horny Mike. Well, at least the ride will be semi-entertaining. Look at this on the left. That's an old Plymouth Duster. That's got flavor, man. Obviously, he's working on it. He's got the hood on.
Probably been like that for 5 years.
No.
Is that something you'd actually buy?
That's great. You're learning right there. Now, why didn't I stop?
That's what I'm asking you.
It's being worked on, so obviously that guy is into it right now.
You know, he's going there and ruin his dreams.
That ain't right. That ain't cool.
See, my thoughts are he's in the middle of it. He's going to be desperate.
Dude,
he's looking for money.
You see that Cadillac right there?
Looks like a limo almost.
It is. That's a Series 75 limo, either a 67 or 68.
Now, is this something to go bang on someone's door for?
Bro, big time. I have been looking for a Series 75 limo for a long time. Just don't touch anything.
I'm not going to touch anything.
That car's been sitting for a while.
Yeah, look at the nice puddle underneath it.
Uh-huh. I'm guessing it's a 68.
It's not like I would know.
I really like this car. I've got the flower car. I've got the hearse, and I have looked for
the factory limo to match the set.
You know, I kind of got a thing for funeral cars, and traditionally a procession would be led by the hearse, followed by the flower car, followed by the limousine carrying the family. Now, I've already got two of my favorites, a 1967 factory Cadillac funeral flower car and the matching 67 Cadillac hearse. I just need to score this limo to complete the set.
So how do we get them to come out?
Well, here's the thing.
Throw rocks at their windows?
No. Here's the thing. Here's what I need you to do.
I feel like you're going to tell me just to shut the hell up.
Yes, that's a perfect idea.
I'm here to learn a little bit, so okay. I'll sit in the background and do nothing.
Please. Man, the car is just, it's just beautiful, man. Come on, let's do this. Keep your hands where you can see them. There's cameras everywhere, too, by the way.
Wow.
Oh, great. Warning, no soliciting, no religious materials, no flyers, business cards, or trespassing. Okay. Keep your hands in plain view, man. Exactly.
There's a lot of cars in the driveway not to answer.
Right.
Maybe the doorbell doesn't work.
I don't know. Come on. Please, somebody be home. Somebody be home.
I don't really think they like people.
Man. I'll try one more time, man.
Oh, I just feel like if they answer, they're not going to be very friendly.
I don't think so either, man.
We're going to have to keep coming back on this one. Oh, I think they called the cops on us.
Are you serious?
Wow.
You must be for me. I'll try one more time, man.
Oh, I just feel like if they answer, they're not going to be very friendly.
I don't think so either, man. Mike and I found this beautiful Cadillac limo that I'm dying to get in my funeral procession collection. I don't think the owner likes people very much, but I'm going to give it a shot and try and talk to this cat anyways.
We're going to have to keep coming back on this one. Oh, the cops are here.
Are you serious?
I think they called the cops on us.
You must be for me.
Yeah.
Am I scaring the neighbors? Yeah, man.
Somebody,
I don't blame them. They have a beautiful, did you see this? Look at this. They have a beautiful old Cadillac limo.
Yeah.
And I was driving by and I'm like, dude. So I think I upset them a little bit. I apologize. But all we did was knock and ring the doorbell. We didn't do anything else. We didn't touch nothing. We didn't look at
anything. Let me just call them real quick.
All right. Didn't really expect to get in trouble with the police today. Can't believe these people called the cops. I just wanted to talk about a car. I really don't want to spend the day in a cell, especially with Horny Mike. This is the last time you're coming out with me. Go on one drive with you, man. And the man shows up. Thanks a lot.
Oh, cool. We got backup.
Nice. Nice. One for you and one for me. All right. Apparently, we're going downtown.
Talking to the owner, he said right now he's interested in selling it. He said if you wanted to leave a card in the mailbox, that would be cool.
Done. I'm going to write him a note. I'm going to write him a note and leave it in there.
All right.
Bro, you guys are way too cool. Well, thank you for calling him and talking to him.
Thanks for putting me in the back seat. It's always nice.
Normally, I'd really be bummed out about not getting a shot at a car like this, but right now, I'm just happy to be avoiding handcuffs. Well, the owner's got my info, and I hope he gets in touch. But in the meantime, I know what driveway to stay away from.
Well, that was an adventure. I did not plan on seeing the police today.
You got another Lincoln?
Exactly. I got another one.
How you guys doing?
Danny, Ryan, how you guys doing?
Great. How's the teardown going?
Feels good.
Sweet. Where did you get this? You don't buy cars like this. Bro, this car came to me. And the only reason that I'm as excited about this car as I am is the fact that the cat bought it from an auction. And when he bought it, he found a note in the car from the previous owner.
Okay.
He had this horrible fire that happened and actually had to let the car go to auction, and he was hoping that the next person that got this car would love it and take care of it like he did. So, let's give it some love.
Now I understand.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But, thinking about blending some styles here that normally don't get blended.
All right.
I think I want to blend muscle car with pimp mobile, stirred up into one pot.
Those don't blend at all.
They normally don't. You just got to unleash it. Right now, let's talk about the muscle car side. The shape of this car has a whole lot of muscle car vibe to it. I mean, this grill has always been covered up. So like that split bumper Camaro back in the day, we take these bumpers and we cut them into bumperettes.
Oh, I like that.
It's gonna make the front end look twice as wide.
Like a locomotive.
Exactly. Straight up muscle car. And then all the way down the side of this thing,
right,
we get rid of all of this trim.
That'd be cool.
So cool. And I'm thinking maybe even these side vents, man.
I keep those.
Oh, they're staying. But I think they might need a little style. You know, like imagine if we took these and just reshape them and scallop each one. Just to kind of add that little vibe to it.
I like that.
Makes it more muscly.
Yeah.
Now, we've built a muscle car. We now start blending in the pimp flavor. So, we're going to get pimpy with paint and interior.
Okay.
Tell me what you're feeling, because I'm in your world now when it comes to the paint.
How about like a brandy wine, like a Merlot candy.
Ooh.
With a little metal flake in it?
Ooh. I like that.
Yeah? And you can do a metallic silver on the top of the two-tone.
Yeah.
And you match the base to that.
I think you're right.
Okay.
And then with the interior, I want an extra fat, pimpy, luxury vibe on the inside.
Oh, now I understand where we're going with it.
Right. It's crazy, isn't it?
I got you.
You know, there is always a risk in doing a project like this. You know, I'm putting a whole lot of effort into this pimped out slash muscle car vibe that I'm going for. I'm really hoping that somebody's going to appreciate it enough to step up to the plate and give me what it's worth.
How's this one for irony for you?
It says no smoking. Apparently there was no smoking in the car except for the car itself.
See?
I'm glad we got to track you down on this.
Thank you so much, guys.
You wanted this car to get some love. I want to show you that I responded to your letter properly. Rolly! Bring that beautiful Lincoln out, baby!
Hey, wow.
Months back, I bought a 1977 Lincoln Continental Mark V. She had next to no miles on her, but a ton of electrical fire damage on it. Now, we figured out what was wrong with the electrical system, got that all fixed up. Now, we've been working turning this thing into an amazing mix between wicked muscle car meets pimped-out luxury machine like nobody's seen. Ryan finished her off with a gorgeous two-tone paint job that says pimping actually is easy when you're in this car. We also found a note in the dash from the previous owner of this Lincoln that stated how much he hated giving up this car. Now, we brought her back to her former glory, and we found a buyer for it. And I also found one other guy that I'm pretty sure would love to lay his eyes on this car. I'm glad we got to track you down on this.
Thank you so much, guys.
You wanted this car to get some love. I want to show you that I responded to your letter properly. I want your approval on this ride before I go flip.
Wow.
You're not going to believe this Lincoln. You're not going to believe this Lincoln. You ready to see this thing?
Let's rock and roll.
Rolly! Bring that beautiful Lincoln out, baby.
Hey,
wow. One of a kind.
Well, look at the front end of it. Oh, my God. That is incredible. That thing looks mean. Yeah!
It never sounded like that. Oh, my God. You started it off. You saved this car's life. You really did.
Yeah.
That letter is what got my attention. This car is loved, has been loved. That means something to me. I wanted to make sure that this car continued to get the love.
Oh, my God. It's incredible.
This 1977 Lincoln is combined muscle car vibe meets pimpmobile, and I think she is sexy. When we started with this, thankfully the fire damage was isolated and the rest of the car pretty much built herself. To give this Lincoln that muscle car vibe, we lowered it in all four corners and outfitted it with the proper wheel and tire combo. To capture the pimp side, we outfitted the interior in crushed velour. She's got beautiful silver leaf graphics and ghost flames. I really wanted this Lincoln to say, I'm luxurious, I'm pimp, I'm plush. And I think this car says it all. What you thinking so far?
It's, wow, that's so cool. I love it. That's, oh my God. That color combination's awesome. And those ghost flames?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Thank you.
I love the wheels.
Those are wicked, aren't they?
Tell me about that bumper.
It has this gorgeous, gorgeous grill. But because, you know, government regulations.
Did it come down like that even when it was covered by the other one?
Oh, yeah,
so
that was the thing. 73 is when they started doing the big extended bumpers that cover over the grill. We went old school with the split bumper design and exposed that beautiful grill.
It fits so nice.
You gotta see what's inside.
Please do.
You gotta see this interior, man.
It was the nightmare.
You will not believe the beauty that waits on the inside of this car.
Oh my God.
How's that?
I gotta get in it.
She's super plush.
Man. I was completely blown away. I was just floored by how great it looked, and I could have never even imagined that the car could be roadworthy again. My thumbs approval are through the roof.
I'm glad you dig it, man.
This is awesome, Danny.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. Hey, Kev, do me a big favor. Take Dave in the shop. Swag him out.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much.
Absolutely, man.
It's an incredible day.
Absolutely, man.
I cannot believe it.
Glad you approve. And, you know, it was really cool getting Dave over here to see the car that he loves so much and just hated to give up. He loves what we did with her, and I gotta say, she is one of the baddest rides to ever roll through those Counts Customs gates. Kevin's already got a buyer lined up
for a sweet little profit.
And to think that I almost didn't take on this job until I found that note in the glove box. I always tell people, man, cars can talk. You just gotta listen.
She looks good, man.
Please let me take this car back to Hungary. This is the most amazing chick magnet ever.
I know, man.